President Trump promised his tariffs on imported steel would revitalize U.S. steel producers, but the policy has had the opposite effect for some mills in western Pennsylvania. In the steel town of Farrell, workers at NLMK USA are living through drastic work reductions. 90.5 WESA's Lucy Perkins talked with one steel worker about his experience.
My name's James Wells. I'm the unit president for Local 101603. At NLMK Farrell. I've been here for 20 years. I'm an electrician off the pickle line, and we take steel slabs and we convert them into steel coil.
Wells has seen a lot in his decades on the pickle line, where steel is treated to remove impurities. I asked him if he's seen any of the benefits the Trump administration's promised in its trade policy.
Not really. There's not a lot I can really say about that.
For years, the mill bought steel slab from overseas and converted it to steel coil in Pennsylvania. That coil eventually ends up in household appliances like refrigerators and dishwashers. But the Trump administration's tariffs on imported steel made that business model much more expensive. NLMK lost $160 million in 2018 alone.
The economy just isn't there.
Wells represents about 430 union steelworkers, and he says about half of his membership has gone through an on-again, off-again layoff process.
We've had a couple different layoffs here recently because of business conditions being slow. You know, week layoff, that means they're laid off for the week, you know, because of the business conditions, but yet there's enough business that you actually can bring them back for another week. It all depends on the business and the orders.
Companies hurt by the tariffs can request an exemption, but the process takes a long time, and there's no guarantee you'll get one. NLMK asked to be exempt from tariffs on 85 products. The government denied every one. Here's why. In order to get an exemption, you have to show that you can't get the steel from a U.S. company. And other producers said they did have the steel NLMK needed, but they never said they'd sell it to them. Because why would you sell steel to your own competition? Jim Wells is critical of the administration's tariffs and the trade war in its entirety.
This trade war and tariffs that's going back and forth isn't helping anybody, in my personal opinion.
And so when you have, you know, local meetings, what's the mood like? Are people frustrated? Are people hopeful that things will change soon?
Everybody's frustrated. Yeah, everybody's frustrated over it all. And now that the whole economy's all slowed down and 1 week you're laid off, the next you're not, yeah, they're worried. They're definitely worried about it. And there's nothing that we can tell them right at this point in time that can help change any of that.
Wells acknowledges that this has happened before. Business also slowed down in the 2008 recession.
The steel industry has always been an up and down industry. 2008, we slowed down. Well, then everything picked back up and we were back to doing it again, 6-7 days a week, working all the time. And well, now here we are again, the economy's slow, so everything slowed down again.
Farrell's in Mercer County, which voted for Trump by more than 20 percentage points. I asked if the tariffs have impacted how anyone at the mill feels about President Trump.
I won't get into the politics like that. I can't do that.
But he did have a message for the Trump administration and policymakers.
Make the tariffs go away and actually put things back to the way they were so everybody ain't got to worry about their jobs. Quit with the trade war and let's go back to doing things the way we're supposed to.
I'm Lucy Perkins, 90.5 WESA News.